Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen.
All right. So, queens, today we are especially excited to have Mitzi Doulon. She is America's nutrition expert. Mitzi is a nationally recognized nutrition and fitness expert who's inspired millions to lose weight and get fit. She's also an author, a Pinterest social media influencer with over 3.4 million followers, and sought after for her trusted source of information who's conducted over 350 television interviews. She's been seen on Live with Kelly and Michael, The Dr. Oz Show, CNN, and Fox News Channel. Her other television appearances included segments on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox affiliates throughout the country. Mitzi was named one of the top 20 nutrition experts to follow on Twitter by the Huffington Post and was picked as the number 5 online influencer helping Americans eat better by ShareCare.com. As a Pinterest influencer, Mitzi authored The Pinterest Diet, How to Pin Your Way Thin, and Mitzi's also the co-author of The All-Pro Diet, Lose Fat, Build Muscle, and Live Like a Champion with NFL future Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez, helping people learn how to eat clean to get lean. Mitzi was the team nutritionist for, the 2015 World Championship Kansas City Royals baseball team for 11 seasons. She was the team nutritionist for the Kansas City Chiefs football team for over 8 seasons and was previously the sports nutritionist for the Golden State Warrior basketball.
Mitzi has been a nutrition spokesperson and social media influencer for numerous natural food clients such as Clif Bar, LaCroix, California Grapes, Hass Avocados, the National Honey Board, Victoria Fine Foods, and USA Pulses, and I believe Panera as well. Is that right, Mitzi?
Yes, yeah. I am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Glamour, US Weekly, Family Circle, Shape, Self, and Oxygen. She's also been featured on Oprah.com, Yahoo, Huffington Post, ESPN, MSN, Food Network, and Glamour. Mitzi recently launched her own food startup, Simply Fuel, at SimplyFuel.com, focusing on real food ingredients. Her Simply Fuel protein balls were an instant hit after they helped fuel the Royals to the World Series championship in 2015. I totally downloaded that recipe. Yep. The Daily Meal recently named Simply Fuel protein balls one of the healthiest new snacks in 2017. Yeah.
Yay. Awesome. Welcome, Mitzi.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
You're excited. So one of the reasons that I had to immediately ask you to be on the podcast is that you really exemplify everything that FIT stands for with your use of nutrition to maximize performance and health. You know, you keep sharing your intellect to the tune of all these 3.4 million Pinterest followers, but yet you take the time to share your love of nutrition and cooking with your daughters. Can you tell us how you use this knowledge of nutrition, specifically performance nutrition, and how you translate that in the kitchen?
Absolutely. Well, I think that is a very important part of, what we can't just tell people what to do. As I've gotten older, it's really helped too that I love cooking and being in the kitchen. And I think being able to communicate that to the athletes that you're working with of how it does train, because talking nutrition, but not bringing in the kitchen and cooking. And even if it's making it simple from working with, both men and women at different ages of how they can make simple changes or throw some, kale in the oven and make kale chips in a very easy way. So it doesn't have to be complicated. And my passion for cooking is really making delicious foods that are good for you, but really simple too. I, as a busy mom, I don't have hours and hours to spend in the kitchen. And as I've made recipes over the years and shared them with my audiences, I always try to do like 5 ingredient recipes here and there. And I just think it's important for athletes to know how to fuel themselves, to also know how simple it can be to make a few easy things in the kitchen.
Great. Share with us how you also have made this love of nutrition and cooking with your daughters. You know, a lot of times I think parents are skeptical, like, oh my gosh, it's going to take that much longer if I let my kids in. But really, you've blended that where they also now have that love. Tell us how kind of you got started with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I really, from an early age, we would take them, if we would go out to eat somewhere, we take them. And I really tried to not have the idea of kid food and adult food, and never made it like it was a huge deal if they were eating their vegetables, like that they shouldn't want their vegetables in the first place. And really, it's just about making different things. And I remember growing up making cookies in my kitchen with my mom and loving to, you know, eat the, lick the beaters and stuff, eating cookie dough. And you know what? My kids like cookie dough as well, but we definitely like making healthier things. And so, you know, I do try to balance things out with kids, because you don't want them thinking just restrictive eating or just healthy. I definitely allow a variety of foods in the house for them, but try to make sure it's clean ingredients, even if it's something like ice cream, do like a really good quality ice cream. You know what, they've just picked up on it. And my little one started actually even doing video. Well, she's not little now. She's taller than me. she's 13 is my youngest, and my other one's 16. But she's always both of them have enjoyed cooking and have taken different classes in school too, where they make different recipes. And so I think also talking, and they know that I like to make foods, and my older one like loves soups, and I'm already like on my 8th batch of making her butternut squash soup. It just became ball. But so I love that they'll explore new foods. And I think a lot of that was from at very early age. And I try to tell parents that if they ask my advice, that to try to expose your kids to a variety of foods at an early age. Mm-hmm. They love sushi and all kinds of things. And I think that's one of our roles as parents, is to expose them to different foods.
I like how you said there shouldn't be kid food and adult food. Mm-hmm. So yes. Karen and I are dying to know, not only as a dietitian, but what was that like as a mom to find out that your daughter won a huge nutrition contest and got to go to the White House?
Yeah, well, I was excited too, because I got to be the one parent, like a parent or guardian got to attend. It was super exciting. And what was fun was Jasmine, my younger daughter, who I believe she just turned 11 at the time, or was 12. I can't remember if she was 11 or 12, but she submitted her recipes for kale chips, which we had done a video years earlier. And it's funny because it's on YouTube, and it's so funny to see her like in really young and missing teeth on this video. So I'm glad we did it, because I'm not very good at keeping track of all the other videos I take. So this one I can just go to YouTube and check it out. But she did her kale chip recipe, and then she also has Jasmine's freeze out smoothie, and made a black bean burger too. And when she won for the state of Kansas, we were super excited. I mean, she was jumping up and down, and then the experience was truly amazing. We got to both go to Washington, D.C. and go to the White House, and met and got to have our picture taken with the First Lady, Michelle Obama. And then the president also, it's called the Kids State Dinner. And it's actually a lunchtime challenge. And it was like a launch. And they announced like the state, like it was a real state dinner. They announced Jasmine Dulon, Kansas, and like, black bean burger with kale chips. And so then we walked through like where all the press is. It was super fun experience. Aww. But then the president walked around and shook everyone's hand, and it was live streamed from whitehouse.gov. And it's hilarious because right before he gets to her and I, he got to me first. So I turned to her, and you can see on this video, because I watched it later, you can see me turn to her. I'm like, okay, be good.
Please.
I was like, oh my goodness. But he could not have been, I mean, he was so gracious. Actually, when he came up and said hello, he was behind our chairs at the big table there, and my purse fell off, and the president leaned over and picked my purse up for me. But then the biggest thing was, you know, he asked Jasmine, well, what did you make, and where are you from? And when she said Kansas, he's like, did you know my family's from Kansas? Wow. He's like, I love black bean burgers too. And so it was, you know, she got a little, we both have a little personal experience there. Aww. And it was very remarkable, and she got to meet other great kids from throughout the country, and she still stays in contact with a few of those.
Wow, what an amazing experience for her, and for something that you two can share about cooking and your love for nutrition. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was truly one of the highlights of our life. So super fun.
Yeah, not everybody can say that they got to meet the president at the White House.
I know. We didn't know. Yeah, we weren't sure and what was going to happen. And then Aladdin came and performed. And my daughter and I had just been to New York and went to the Broadway show like the year prior for her 10th birthday. And so all the cast and crew came and performed at the White House. And we looked back, and there was actually, Sasha was back there watching from the back and up front.
Oh, wow.
It was really, and Michael Strahan's two daughters were there actually that day too. It was just a really, an amazing day, and one we'll never forget. So and we got to go out to the White House garden and all of that. So
we're going to have to put that YouTube video
up
in the show notes. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about female athletes, a favorite topic of ours, obviously. Can you share some tips for the female athlete on what are the essential ingredients to maximize performance yet allowing for fun too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of my first thoughts, first of all, is I just love strong female athletes. And that's, female athletes want to eat foods that are going to help them in their performance and be strong. And sometimes the market, sometimes people focus more on just lean and skinny or use those words. Mm-hmm. And that drives me crazy because I'm like, female athletes want to kick some rear end when they're like performing. So
they
want foods that will fuel them, that taste good, that, so I am, one of the things I always like to do is calculate protein needs and give them a goal for protein, because protein also, as you guys know, helps to satisfy and will help, you know, obviously with the, muscles and growing, you know, as far as if they're still a growing kid for young girls, and making sure they're getting their calcium. But I also talk about carbs. We live in a society that everything is negative. A lot of things are negative about carbs. And sometimes athletes hear these things from other people. And I try to emphasize the importance of carbohydrates and how that's the fuel for your muscles. And it's like the gas for your sports car. And think of yourself as a high performance sports car, which is what I would always, at spring training, when I would speak to the Royals, talk to them in those terms, so they can think of, you know what, you wouldn't just put any gas if you had a really high quality, a great car, a great sports car. So think of yourself as a high performance machine and fuel your body With quality ingredients and also getting that healthy fats. I'm grateful that I feel like the tide is changing to where we're not looking at all non-fat or fat-free foods, which is the case that kind of was more at one point, but educating female athletes on that too, of the power of fat and also satisfying, but also mm-hmm. providing important nutrients. And omega-3 fats are very important, and just, you know, whether it's also a fish oil supplement. I am a fan of fish oil supplements to help boost the omega-3 intake. And we know there's a good anti-inflammatory benefit, which I think a lot of athletes could, you know, benefit from in different ways. And, you know, one thing that's gaining more and more traction overall and also with athletes is the importance of gut health and the microbiome, and, you know, and how I try to explain, you think of your own gut or your stomach as like the soil for your, like if you were to plant a garden, the soil is very important, and our own gut is like our body's soil. And we're finding out all these things about the importance of immune health and how that can translate into just, you know, GI health and all these other things. That so trying to make sure you're getting those probiotics in your foods and getting your fruits and vegetables. People get tired of hearing about it, but making it fun. You know, one of my favorite things is having freezing some grapes. And so you can have frozen grapes and they're like a mini sorbet. And during the season, like I know my kids and I absolutely love watermelon. So mm-hmm. they're always, I buy watermelons. They're like, have you cut that up yet, Mom? We want it. And, you know, there's great, watermelon's great to hydrate and also has a lycopene in it. So my philosophy is really trying to get real foods and trying to avoid artificial ingredients as much as possible. But really thinking of food as that it really is your fuel to get stronger, faster, and be able to perform at your best. And also as far as nutrient timing and thinking, you know, because again, sometimes as females and with all the social media, we can get, you know, it, as far as body image can be challenging because we're trying to look a certain way, but really eating to be strong and healthy. And you can be surprised how much you can eat. So I try not to go into the calorie, you know, going into details about calories mm-hmm. with female athletes and athletes in general. It's more what you need to fuel yourself properly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You make some really good points. I know, in speaking to athletes, especially talking about some of those food groups, tends to be the carbs and the proteins is what they end up cutting first, and that body needs that so much. So that's some good information.
And, right. If you don't get those carbs, you're just not going to feel your best. And I've had even professional athletes before who somebody's told them to cut their carbs out, mm-hmm. like their trainer or just someone, actually sometimes even someone that their agent hooked them up with, and they're not performing well at all. And it's not a good situation. And so, yes, it's very important to get your carbs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mitzi, we ask every interviewee how they live out the FIT philosophy. So how in your daily life do you live out improving performance, focusing on health, intellect, and taking time for self?
Yes, that is a wonderful question. And, you know, it's always, there's different flows in life, I feel like. And right now, I do have to try harder to do with a startup food company with my protein balls. There's times where, one thing I love is my foam roller. As I get my, it's a very firm foam roller, and I actually travel with it too. In the middle, it's open. So you can actually put like a dress in there. So when I'm packing, I have a trip to Italy next week for a culinary tour in Italy. Actually, I'm like, I'm taking my foam roller. So the foam roller helps, like, if I've been on my computer. But I absolutely love doing outdoor workouts and even just on my back porch. So my own personal workout, I like doing like Tabatas where it's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off for 4 minutes, and just getting fresh air. The other thing is I do like in the morning going to, when I get on my computer, is going to Pandora and listening to some meditation, the very first thing. And I think that helps me to like just calm things down and get in a good mental place, because I do think that is very important. But for me, it is about getting outdoor, some fresh air. And it can be as simple as sitting on, if you have a back porch, or just, you don't have to do anything too fancy, but just getting some great quality fresh air. I was just lucky enough to go to Copenhagen, and they have something they call hygge, and it's about just, you know, it's this more of a feeling of just, it's kind of hard to describe, but it's kindness, but just a warmth of being around people. And they are really into candles and nature. And it was, I bought this book and I was like, this is a really good kind of way to think of living your life. So I'm always, I think one other thing is always trying to learn more and be self-aware and how you can improve and create more balance in your life. So I haven't perfected it, because there are times where I feel like I'm doing a better job of balance and getting even more workouts and stuff in. And then trying, you know, I always feel better when I'm cooking more meals at home, mm-hmm. and control, you know what I'm putting into my body. But I do love eating out, and I know I'll have a fantastic time eating my way through
Italy. You will. That sounds amazing. I wish I was your foam roller. Take me with you.
Throw us in the suitcase. And I can testify for your protein balls. She sent me some samples for the guys, and I made the mistake of not getting one for myself. Wow. And so by the time I turned around, they were gone. So we'll be sure to have that on the link so that people can order those great snacks.
Yeah, that can happen very easily. So,
well, Mitzi, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on the show today. We're going to be sure to have that YouTube video link, your protein recipe, protein ball recipe, the link to the company, and your website as well. So anything else you want added?
I think that is great. Thank you so much.
Well, perfect. Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye, queens. Tribe Fitness redefines fit. Tribe Fitness is Johnson County's only Les Mills exclusive group fitness and personal training studio. Les Mills is the world's largest provider of research-based group fitness classes. Incredible music and cutting-edge science create classes that will change your body inside and out, all while having fun in a healthy, judgment-free zone. Their classes are led by passionate instructors who have been rigorously trained and certified. Catherine Huey is owner and former fitness competitor and also recovered eating disorder athlete. She works with patient care teams to integrate health-focused and body-positive solutions into lifestyle plans that stress the importance of intuitive exercise. She's committed to the increased recognition of exercise professionals for their distinct roles in medical, health, fitness, and sports performance fields. Tribe isn't just another gym. It's a mind-body experience that redefines fitness. Be sure to check them out, and it's Tribe, TR1BE Fitness on Facebook and their website.
For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FitForAQueen.
Hashtag fit for a queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.